Hello and welcome back to our three-day game of Tag Across Europe. Right now, we're nearing the end of day two, and we've ended up right back in the middle of the map. At the end of the last episode, we caught Ben on a train in Ferrara, Italy. That was bad news for Adam, who had to start his run trapped on a train heading away from his territory and deeper into Italy. He managed to get off that train here, in San Pietro in Casale, having already lost some ground and a huge chunk of his 45-minute head start. Now he's on a train heading back up towards Venice with little budget and no plan. Ben and I, meanwhile, were forced to take the train all the way down to Bologna, where we'll wait out the rest of our freeze period as we figure out how we're going to catch Adam.
Hello.
Well, we're in Bologna.
Yep.
You did tag me, Sam, but I made it to Bologna. I made it here.
Technically, not as a runner.
Okay. Well, but I still did it, though. Adam is heading up to Venice, so as soon as we're out of our little rest period here, we're going to have to figure out the fastest way up to Venice as well.
I mean, I got on this train to Venice. It's going to use up almost all my points. I'll have 710 when I get there. If they make the 401 from Bologna, they'll get to Venice like 20 minutes after me. If they don't make that train, they'll get to Venice like an hour after me. And the difference between 20 minutes and an hour is a big difference. I don't know what to...
So I feel like Adam, he's got to try something different this time.
It's been made clear that trying to cross the Alps by going all the way east to like Trieste is tricky.
Yeah. But...
Well, the other route would be to go up into Austria through, like, Innsbruck.
Yeah, so basically...
What you were trying to do.
What I was doing.
Which, you know, if he does attempt that and then we catch him, it's good for you.
Certainly good for me. Maybe not good for the dynamism of this show.
No.
You're happy. Yeah, will you inform me that? The train had stopped due to ongoing police investigations.
They said that the train has been stopped due to a police investigation. We've been stopped here for a while. Should I switch gears, maybe?
All right, Ben, we have 30 seconds.
All right.
We're going to quickly see if we can get a ticket on the high-speed train to Venice.
But probably
unlikely. And if not, we're actually getting right back on this train.
Yep.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. All right, Adam, we're coming for you.
It's there.
Oh.
Right? That's it?
Yeah, do it.
No, it hasn't. I promise it hasn't.
It's still here.
No. Ben. All right.
Let's just get on 410. All right. Off to Venice.
All right, we've been stopped here for 10 minutes. I don't have time to just sit on this train. I simply don't have time.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, are any trains running? Is it just this train? Or like what's happening?
Manitoba. All right.
We're going to Nagora.
Uh,
Didn't have a choice. Didn't have a choice. Simply didn't have a choice.
Okay. It looks like Adam's doing something weird. It looks like he transferred in Montsalis, and now he's going...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out his train.
West?
Good.
Apparently there's been an accident up ahead in front of Padua, so he might not actually be heading that way because he wants to. He might have had to. Problem is, we might run into the same problem later down the line.
But, like, if his train was going to get delayed 55, our train is 1 hour behind, so by the time we get there, it should be cleared.
I mean, as long as their delays are accurate, which don't seem to be the case.
It seems to me like all of the other routes are quite slow, and we have no idea what he could be doing. It's really hard to plan for that. I think we'll just have to wait.
Certainly if he did not intend to do that, he is going to be panicking.
Hello. A lot happening. So I was on my train to Venice. It got stopped due to a police incident. I don't really know. It said it was going to be late an hour. And I mean, they were right behind me, so I figured I could just stay there. So I just got on a train. It doesn't really go the right way, but I mean, it puts me west enough that there's a line up to Verona. And I could try to make my way up to Innsbruck. I'll be honest with you. The timing's not great. It's not great timing. I don't really know what to do. I'm in a bit of a pickle.
So, Benjamin Doyle and I were talking. And we think that Adam probably is going to just run it back. Did I say Ben or Adam?
I don't even remember. My brain's pretty fried. All I've eaten today is vinegar.
Wait, I meant Adam. Because, he's going to just go back to Verona. Once he's over there, he kind of can't come east without at least coming close to Padua. And he knows, most likely, that we just followed right behind him. Or at least he probably suspects that.
I think he almost certainly is going through Verona or has to go through Verona.
Which I don't think it's a bad strategy for him to try to get up to Innsbruck. I think the main reason he might have been avoiding it is because it's really high risk. Because if we catch him, that's going to set me up quite well.
Yep.
So I think he preferred to be over there so that he could just run out the clock. Hopefully, and make it so that I just don't have enough time to get back into my zone.
Right.
But now, of course, this little delay on the train has, I think, forced his hand.
All right. Welcome to Nagara, I believe. Let's double check that. Yeah, Nagara. Things are not great at the moment. In fact, I would go so far as to say that they're pretty bad. But I have a plan. All right. Ben and Sam have probably already explained this. But from where I am, to make any meaningful progress towards my region, I need to go either up through Verona or over and up through Padua. They are probably in either Padua or Verona or in between them right now. And there's a high-speed line that goes between those cities. And I am down here on the low-speed line, and I would have to go over and up. And basically, they will just ping-pong back and forth and block me no matter what I try. So the only solution is to try to trick me. So step one is I am going to try to post up here for a while and earn a lot of coins. And then in the morning, there's a train to Venice where there's a little trick that I think that maybe I can pull. But either way, we need a lot of points, and we have very few. So it's time to pull a challenge.
burn this card. This card must be burned within 5 minutes of pulling it. If you fail to burn this card in 5 minutes, it is vetoed. The card does not need to be entirely burned, but it must be on fire at some point within the time limit. The source of the fire cannot be something traveling with you. If you unintentionally catch anything else on fire, the card is automatically vetoed.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
All right, Sam, we're here where Adam got off and seemingly might have been forced off his train.
Yeah, no issue so far. I haven't mentioned any issue.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to let us through, so we might not have to deal with that at all.
It sucks for Adam.
It sucks for Adam. Sorry, Adam. Adam, this one's just for you. I'm sorry. I'm not hashtag Team Sam, like I told him.
What?
I was just making that up. I'm hashtag Team Adam all the way, if you're watching this. But,
are you lying to him or are you lying to me?
No, 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 no. Lighter, 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 lighter. Okay, I need like a general store. Shh, this is not good. Are there any candles in this restaurant? Is there like a general store? It's too far away. Shoot.
Upon further analysis, we have now been stopped here for like longer than a normal station stop.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if
it doesn't arrive in Venice.
No.
Train because this is meant to arrive
Bologna Centrale now. Ah, so that explains why there's literally no one else in the car.
Yeah. Okay, well, it seems like there is still an accident and they are kicking us off the train.
You were looking this way. You should have noticed that there was literally no one in the car.
Well, I don't know. I thought a lot of people got off the train here. Now we need to figure out what's going on. There's a lot of very confused and upset people here.
Surely my best bet is the train station. Surely my best bet has to be the train station. And just hope that there's some little stand there or some store, something. Excuse me. Sorry. Do you have a lighter? A lighter? I have to burn this. I have to burn this. You see?
Maybe
I've got to see a meal.
Oh. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Grazie mille, grazie mille.
Adam was on this.
This was his train?
Yeah. See, 310, 327, this was his train. But it's still not moving.
It's haunted.
So here's the thing, man. Here, let's sit down. If we don't move. Oh, wait, there's a train to Mantova in 6 minutes.
Should we follow him?
All right, let's keep going.
Create a disputation on the power and efficacy of indulgences. Write down 95 of your opinions on paper. The average word count of your opinions must be at least 5. Each opinion must be unique and distinct from all previous opinions. Publicly recite all opinions.
Sure.
Totally. So, like, you know, some challenges we put on because we think, like, they're really clever and... we think, like, it'll be really interesting to see how you solve them. And other challenges we put on because we think that they'll be really, really annoying to do, and we think that it will be funny to watch. And this is one of the second kind. Okay, let's find... a pencil and paper. Penna? Penna?
Penna?
Can I buy it from you? Un momento.
Posso comprare la penna da te? No, non le vendo. Cioè, è mia.
It's yours. Okay.
Like, is there anyone we could find who might know anything about what's going on?
I heard someone say, like, it doesn't matter which, or sort of, like, indicate something that felt me, like, he said that. I don't know. He said Italian words and stuff that, like, you know, I speak French. It's kind of
hard. Sam, this is not very heartening.
No, it's like, it's words, but you just add a, you know, a little Italian flair.
I'm going to go try and find someone to talk to.
I mean, there's a conductor there.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of people.
Well, let's just see if we can glean any information.
Well, I mean, if we were to take that on the train, we'd have to go this very second. But I don't think it makes sense.
No, I think if we want to catch up with him, it's in our best interest to bank on getting to Venice.
So this is next one to Venice?
Yes.
And we don't know how long the delay?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what happened.
No, we didn't know. Yeah,
someone has beaten up by the train.
Okay.
Tube station away from here, so it's going to not do fun. It happened like an hour ago, and it's gonna be a long day for it because it's gonna arrive an ambulance, it's gonna arrive police.
Oh, okay.
So they have to analyze everything.
So you think a lot more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. She didn't seem optimistic, but like.
Let's look. I mean, hopefully that means the person's all right if the ambulance is showing up. But.
Or they just gotta.
Well.
Collect their head.
Oh, everything is canceled. Everything is canceled except for Mantova. Which we just missed.
Ciao. Grazie, grazie.
Grazie.
Grazie mille. All right. Let's find a nice place to write down all of our opinions, shall we? Oh, this is so stupid. Each of the opinions has to be different and has to have at least 5 words in it. New York is the world's best city. Charlotte is a mid city. Los Angeles is a bad city. My girlfriend, Maeve, is beautiful. Ben is
okay, it's fine.
I think we should probably get on that train.
Yeah, well,
we don't want to miss it.
Let's be where trains are.
If it moves, it moves. If it doesn't, it doesn't. This is so reminiscent of Apostrophe S for Trogenbosch.
Yeah.
Look, this one train could decide the whole game based on when it leaves.
I mean, minutes matter, and we're losing so many of them.
The train has stopped due to ongoing police investigations following an accident involving a person.
What a small sample of a high
station.
Everyone should own pickled onions. Cheetos have too much dust. New York City should
outlaw broker's fees. It's a, I don't know if you know about broker's fees, but they're an outrage. Public transit should be free. Jerry Seinfeld should get over the Pop-Tarts thing. Elon Musk has ruined Twitter. This challenge was incredibly annoying.
That's 95. We have to go back to the train station anyway to make them think that I'm going up to Verona. So let's go recite our opinions there.
Adam can get to Verona at 7:50. So that's almost certainly what he's doing.
So he's probably going to end his day in Verona.
Yeah.
So we just have to figure out if there's any way we can get to Verona before the end of the day. That's the...
Seems increasingly unlikely, unless this train starts moving real, real soon.
All right. There's the stazione. All right, now the challenge specifies that I have to state all of the opinions in public. I do not want to freak anybody out. I like the color blue. The color green is solid. New York is the world's best city.
Do you have any funny...
Let's play 20 questions, Sam. Let's play a fun game. 20 questions.
I've thought of someone.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay.
According to gender binaries, which, you know...
People are allowed to identify as a man,
well, you didn't ask
in a gender spectrum.
Whether this person identifies.
I said, is they...
I believe gender is a construct.
Sam, a person who identifies as a man is a man. Would you disagree? I feel like it's more regressive to take this angle.
That's not what I said. I said that the gender spectrum is complicated, and also gender is a social construct.
This 20 questions game is falling apart rapidly.
So, with the end of the day approaching and still no sign of movement, things weren't looking good for Ben and I. Meanwhile, over in Nagara, Adam had ample time to earn some coins.
The bean is not that fun. The bean is not that fun. The beach is not that fun.
Despite the pouring rain, Adam was able to finish reading his theses to the public. Knowing he wasn't planning on taking the train to Verona, out of fear that we were already there, he decided to pull another challenge. This challenge forced him to post an AMA on Twitter, where he had to answer any question that anyone asked him for the next 2 minutes.
Crushed ice or cubed ice? Crushed ice for sure. Do I like Chapel Roan? Yes, I actually do like Chapel Roan. How's the public transport in Italy? I think it's pretty good. How do you sleep and otherwise take care of yourself during the game? Not enough. I would say not enough. What's the H in my name stand for? It stands for Hamilton. Great question. All right, well, that was not that bad.
With another 750 coins in his pocket and plenty of time left in the day, Adam decided to keep going and pulled another challenge. This time he had to write a joke about Italy that he would post online in a head-to-head competition with another joke about Italy that had been written by ChatGPT. If the audience voted his joke funnier, he'd win the coins. But if ChatGPT won, he'd get stuck in a 30-minute veto period, something he really couldn't afford, as it could trap him in Nagara tomorrow morning.
Surely I can just... Okay. Let's stay.
To make matters worse for Adam, back in Monselice, our train had finally started moving again.
I really like it when the trains move.
You know,
trains are way less cool when they don't move.
It's one of the best things a train can do.
Well, because when the train doesn't move, it's effectively just a building. And buildings are not as cool.
With just about an hour left in the day, we were able to make it as far as Padua, not Verona like we had hoped. But when we got off the train, we realized that Adam hadn't gone to Verona either. Again, because he had assumed we had made it all the way there and were waiting for him. So instead, he was still in Nagara trying to write a joke.
Mario is Italian.
So we ended our day outside of Padua Station, waiting to see what move he was planning on taking tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, it has taken a humiliatingly long time to write a joke about Italy. I think it took me 50 minutes. But I have done it. It also is the end of the day. So I actually don't even have time to post it on Twitter. But I have my joke. This, I've written it down to prove that I did write it before the rest period. I'm not going to try to write the joke over the rest period. You can freeze frame that if you want the proof. But for you non-freeze framers, I will reveal what the joke is tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. at this very spot. Good night.
Good. Good morning. It is 6 a.m. and it is the final day of competition.
Good morning from Padua.
Or Padova.
Here's a question I have. Why are there names in other languages for cities? That doesn't make any sense.
It's an important question, but I think the more important question is, there's a train to Verona leaving in 3 minutes.
I think at this point, we definitely need to just wait and see what Adam does. If he was going to Verona, he would have gone to Verona.
Yeah, because let's check what he's up to.
So, I actually took so long writing the joke that if I were to do the challenge now and fail, I wouldn't be able to execute on my plan. And I have enough coins right now to execute at least on the first part of it. So I don't want to risk that. So I'm going to set that aside for now. I'm going to keep that challenge active, but I'm going to finish it later. Now, I am assuming that they are in Verona. And if I went up to Verona, they would catch me. So we are waiting on a train at 6:14. So I'm going to go ahead over to that platform where the train comes, because it's not this one. And then I will explain what the plan is.
He's in Nogara still.
I don't think that we want to go to Verona before we see what he does.
I think I agree, because I guess we're worried that he would go to, like, Venice.
He could go to Venice, or he could go down to Bologna. And either way, if we get on that train to Verona, then we'll be behind him.
Bologna wouldn't make a tremendous amount of sense for him.
No, I think he's going to come here.
Well, very possibly. Yeah.
I think he's going to go towards Venice in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's going to pass through here.
So, as I'm sure they pointed out, in order for me to make basically any progress into my region, I have to make it through one of two choke points. I either have to go through Verona or I have to go through Padua. And, you know, that's not great. So we are going to have to try to trip. So I imagine when I head towards Venice, they will head to Padua to cut me off. So the plan is to make a secret transfer. There's a stop on my way called Monselice. I'm going to get to Monselice at 7:21. There is a different train from Monselice to Venice at 7:28. So the plan is... Is that me? That's my train. Anyway, the plan is... I am going to switch onto a different train going up to Venice at Monselice. And hopefully, if they're not paying super close attention on the tracker, they'll think I was just stopped on my train for a little longer than usual. And then when my train goes through Padua, they will assume I must be on it, and they'll get on it. But actually, I'll be on a different train that's a little faster that will pass them. And then I'll get to Venice first. And then in Venice, I have a quick 4-minute transfer before I can head towards Udine. Look, is it a great plan? Who's to say? But it is a plan. And that's better than I had for most of yesterday.
If he comes this way towards us, he could get off the train here or he could continue. Which is to say, if we stayed here, there's a pretty good chance we'd get switcherooed.
That is true. And we know that it is possible for someone to successfully switcheroo.
Yes.
But in order to do that, you need to know, you need to like
be. Oh, you don't need to know, Sam.
Well, you don't need to know, but it's a lot easier if you do know that you do have to evade the chasers.
I would just say, if it looks like he's coming this way, it might be worth trying to find a station slightly closer to him that he has less likelihood of getting off on, mm-hmm. so that we know with confidence we can get on his train.
That could be good, yeah.
Okay, so let me explain what's going on, because it's kind of crazy and neither team realizes what's about to happen. Right now, Adam is on his way to Venice, knowing full well that we're probably in front of him, which we are. His plan to trick us is to get off on a random stop, a station in Montelice, and get on a different train that also goes to Venice. He's hoping that this will confuse us when we try to intercept him in Padua and trick us into getting on the wrong train. But at the last minute, we decided not to try to intercept him in Padua at all. Instead, we figured that we should go further down the line to intercept him earlier. So now we're also going to Montelice. That means that both teams are heading to the same place, and Adam is going to be attempting his secret transfer switcheroo at a station where we happen to be waiting. What's going to happen? I have no idea.
Okay. Here we are.
Whew. Oh, boy.
It's chilly. Okay.
Let's...
First things first, let's figure out where he's getting in.
Yeah. These ominous clouds are looking rather ominous.
The weather is foreboding. But it's, you know, it's setting the scene for Adam's devastating catch. Okay, this seems to be the train that he is arriving on.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
14 minutes.
Okay, we got 14 minutes to figure out.
It seems to me like the most intuitive thing would be to stay underground.
Yeah, we could just pop out.
Yeah.
Pop on.
And just stay underground until the train gets here and just hop on at the last minute. So then he's trapped and we have 20 minutes to search the train.
Right. Hold on. Take this. Sam, I gotta get my stealth outfit.
Is it also the it's kind of cold out outfit?
No, Sam.
Because it is kind of cold out.
No. This is all about stealth.
Okay.
Look, I'm unrecognizable. Where did Ben go, right? Where did Ben go? But Sam, don't worry. I'm right here. Sam, what? Don't worry. I'm right here. You just couldn't see because I'm wearing my stealth outfit.
Say something only the real Ben would know.
Bing bong. We're going to be selling this stealth outfit on the Nebula store.
For how much?
However much a black Uniqlo sweater costs, plus like $20.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's almost here. I think I hear his train.
Yeah. It's a single decker.
Okay, that's good.
Well, it's a smaller train.
Okay. Oh, he's getting off.
Oh my god, what do? Ben, down, down, down. He'll come via here.
Did he see us?
I don't know.
So this is Monselice, and I am getting off of this train, which goes to Venice, and I'm getting on this train, which also goes to Venice.
If he doesn't come down in a minute, we should go up and go on that train. Wait.
We only have, like,
30 seconds. Split.
No. Okay, up here. Up here.
Yeah, get on.
Okay.
Sleep trains, trains, maybe?
The hope is that they will not realize I have switched to trains. They won't pay that close of attention. And then when that train goes through Padova, they'll get that, clearing Padova for me. Or I can make a transfer. And if I get past Padova, I've got past the major trip.
What is the tractor saying?
Still shows him. He must have gotten onto the other one. He must have seen us. He must have just spotted us, because for a few seconds he didn't. Like, by the time I was running, I mean, you were in front of me, but like, by the time I ran down the stairs, I don't think he had seen me.
Well, there was no way he saw me, Sam, because it was in my stealth outfit, so.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, he's still. He's still in Monsalese. Come on, Sam.
Ben, what happened?
He fell off the ladder.
Help me.
What?
Sam, help me. Oh, my ribs.
We can't really.
Get the ladder.
We can't really call an ambulance until we finish the ad reads. We still have to do the ad read. We have to do that. But then we could get you to the hospital, I think.
Help me.
Ben, tell them, do the. Look at the camera. Buddy, we want to help you, but first you got to look at the camera. Tell them that the finale is up right now. Next episode's the last one of the season.
Yep.
The finale is up right now on Nebula. The last episode. You can watch it right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Was that good?
I think it was okay. Can we get one more?
Ben, can you make sure that the camera can see?
Oh, I think his face. I think the hat's making
sure. You need to make sure that you can see.
Can we do straight down the lens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the finale is up now on Nebula.
And try to
right
enunciate. Be clear with your words.
Yes, the finale is up right now on Nebula. Sign up nebula.tv/jetlag.
Yeah.
Code.
Yeah, and
that was pretty good, but I think the code was a little bit swallowed.
Yeah, and the percentage.
Ooh, I swallowed my teeth.
Yeah, mention the percentage.
Yeah, but the code.
Yeah, if we, I mean, maybe during.
Yeah, here.
Yeah,
now go.
Is that better?
The finale's up right now on Nebula. Sign up with the code JETLAG.
40% off.
40%.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think
why
we got
did
it.
Put the ladder back on.
This is painful.
Ben, we're gonna go get lunch.
Do you want anything?
Then we'll call somebody.
Do you want anything? Or
yeah. Do you want anything?
Help me.
I don't think
okay.
I have that.
Will their help will be here in like probably a few hours.
Yeah.
Thank you for the support.